Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier, you heard us talk with Captain Kirk Stansel of Hackberry Rod and Gun about our Tigers in the Wild. Our premiere is airing this week, and we have a Tigers in the Wild player interview presented by John Deere and Sunshine Equipment. This morning, it's Alex Milazzo, who is not only an outstanding athlete, but in my estimation, an outstanding outdoorsman. Alex, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I think we picked the right guy to kick off our premiere. Alex, you really impressed me, not only as an athlete, but also as an outdoorsman. Let me ask you this. When you go hunting or fishing, do you do it as a relaxation to get away from the stress and competition of ball, or is it also a type of competition when you're out there?
I would say it's more of a kind of a way of life for me, man. I grew up doing it, and it's something I love to do, and it's a passion of mine, and I think it's a great way for anybody to kind of escape work or life and get out and outdoors and just enjoy it. And I think there's a lot of relationships you can build in the outdoor industry, and it's just something I love to do, and I'll always do it.
You know, in our interview, you mentioned something that your dad, who I consider a very wise man, told you. He said, look, baseball has a shelf life. You know, whether it's 2, 10, or 20 years, it's going to end. But those fish and game are still going to be out there, and you can continue to do that practically as long as you live.
Yes, sir. I right now in my life, the most important thing to me is my baseball career, and that's where I devote all my time. But any opportunity I get to enjoy the outdoors, I take it. So if I'm not on the ball field, you can normally find me in the woods or on the water.
Do you see a parallel in shotgun shooting and hitting a baseball? I noticed you were pretty dead eye on those pintail.
Yeah, I think it takes a certain level of coordination to do both of them, and you got to have a pretty good eyesight, you know. So if you're not hitting much, I suggest going to the eye doctor.
You know, Alex, the season's getting ready to kick off. I think February 16th, y'all play VMI, and it's going to be a 3-game homestand against some other teams at Alex Box Stadium, Skip Berkman Field. Let me ask you this. Coach Jay Johnson, when he talks to you guys, is it a day-to-day thing, or do they actually talk long range? Look, we got a national championship to defend. That's our end goal. Or is it more keep your nose to the grind and good things will come at the end of the season?
Yeah, it's more of a, kind of keep your nose on the grind type of, I would say, look at things. You know, Coach talks about taking the season as a 56-game playoff. And, in the game we play, I've never heard of a team going undefeated, which you really have to have that game-to-game look at things and the ability to, move on and get past failure. Because this game, this game will beat you up as much as you let it. And there's a lot of failure in baseball. So Coach really preaches a 56-game playoff, which, you're taking each game like a playoff game because at the end of the day, every game matters when it comes to, hosting a regional, hosting a super regional and setting your team up in the best possible way to be successful at the end.
56-game playoff. I've never heard it, but I love that description. Alex, we got to go. Thanks for being our first Tigers in the Wild, our participant. And, you know, the only thing I'm regretting is I gave up my calling secret, my duck calling secret, you know, and just want you to know that I was willing to do that for you and Cade.
Well, I appreciate it, and I can't thank you all enough for having me, and go Tigers.
And we'll be watching you throughout the season. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Alex Milazzo. There he goes. He's our Tigers in the Wild player with John Deere Sunshine Equipment. There will be more of those about a feral hog hunt that took place last weekend with Witt and West Weeks, linebackers for the LSU football team. We got a lot of other exciting Tigers in the Wild. Check it all out, BayouWildTV.com. Find a station and time location near you, or you can always watch it on YouTube.